Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao. We have
the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Join me here. Your boarding pass number is 1-347-826-7667. There's plenty of room on this flight, folks. So it's Mega Show. We have mega room here on the panel tonight. Unlimited seating available. And I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your host. I'm going to basically just be here all night welcoming everybody to this show as they board the Mega Show. And look, we already have somebody lined up to get on the show, area code 708, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey. How are you, Mitch? What's going on?
Hey, Steve?
It's Steve. It's Rush. Call me Rush.
Steve Rush.
Or just Rush.
Now, you call yourself Steve Rush because you're a huge Rush Limbaugh fan. We all know that. And
yeah.
you also are an avid drummer. And I don't want to assume that you brought your drum kit because we talked about that just moments ago. So I don't think you didn't actually bring your drums, did you?
I have a very nice drum kit.
Yeah, are they?
The kit that I have here now is all analog. So
are you sitting on your kit right now?
No, but I'm on my throne.
You're on the throne, right on, dude. Well, can you move the throne over to the kit and just pitter patter and some shit for us?
Completely different room. And considering that I have two roommates, I cannot play that at night. So which sucks. That's the one great thing about like if you live with Google with
losers winning. Bye bye.
So disappointed, Steve.
The great thing about digital drums is that you can play them whenever you want, at whatever level you want, and just play them till you're nuts. Mm-hmm. But I'm behind my 24-piece kit, I'm gonna have a nice digital kit behind
it. This is why I was asking you about the virtual kit, because you could play a virtual kit if you were in a isolated enough, far enough away from your roommates, you know. That's why I asked, because you could call in late in my show and you wouldn't upset your roommates and still be able to bust out a kick-ass drum solo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's always ideal, but sometimes you kind of wait for the right moment, and I'm waiting for the right digital kit that I want. I have not seen GW come out with a good enough kit. Yamaha is not. The next digital kit that I'll buy will be an amazing kit.
What about Zildjian?
So
what do you think of Zildjian? I always see that name Zildjian everywhere. What's that all about?
Zildjian is a symbol, and it's probably the greatest symbol in the history of the world. I'll go that far.
Wow.
I've had six of those around me whenever I played, and it resonates completely pure. So if you hit it at a C, it'll remain at a C. No matter how long it could resonate, a half a mile, it'll still be a C note. So, Zildjian is one of the most incredible symbols in the world. Digitally, we're still looking for technology to get better, just like computers. I mean, computers get better and sounds get better when you hit them. If you had like a little clip with what I did with Ole Reuter, a great friend of mine. That was on a Yamaha five-piece, you know, single bass kit, and it's extremely back to the basics. But nowadays, the progressive drummers, the drummers that really understand music, Carmen Appice, Neil Peart, the greatest drummers. If Buddy Rich was alive, that he would at least take respect to, you know, what they've done to some of these digital drums, because they look and they feel exactly the same. The response time is a little bit different, but that's all I'll bore you on that.
Yeah, I'm already bored to tears. If anybody wants to jump in here, 347-826-7667 is the number, and I'm here with Steve Rush. He is the world-renowned drummer for Rush, and let's play a track by them, shall we?
From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Steve Ogle, welcoming back Steve Ogle back to the program. You know him as Debbie Daly's. I'm sorry, Debbie, I butchered your name there. You know him as Debbie Daly's repulsive sidekick. He's also an avid drummer and world champion junior figure skater, and he's with me tonight. And we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. It's Vincent Bay. And we have some people queuing up. And let's go to the phone lines here with the 414 area code. Milltown, I believe. Let's see. Hang on a second. There you go. 414, you're on the air.
What's up, my brother of another color?
Oh, my goodness. It's been way too long. V-Mac, what's going down, brother?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. You know, I had to call and check in with my homie, man. Yeah, it's been a long time. What's been going on with you, man?
Damn, nothing much, bro. Just doing the same old, same old. You've missed a lot, dude. You've missed a lot.
Oh, man, you got to give me the Clinton notes version, man.
Oh, man, you've missed a lot, bro. A lot of drama, a lot of shit has happened, a lot of folks have come and gone.
Let's give me the best thing that happened, and then give me the worst thing that happened, and then we'll catch up with the other shit on another show.
I don't know. That's all. I don't want to single out one or two things in particular. Let's just say you've missed a fucking lot, dude. The only things that are constant now there's still some constants, you know. The One Angry Jew still calls in. Goofy Bones still calls in. You know, there's the regulars still pop in and out. You know, there's a lot of drama, as usual, going on in late-night VTR land. That hasn't changed. But you know how it is. If you miss a couple of days of late-night VTR drama, you've missed a couple of years, essentially.
Hey, and you know what? You're right.
It's been around. It's been months, dude. You've missed way too much. There's just no way I could encapsulate it in one show for you. Just ask me questions. Yeah. Ask me, you know, just ask me about, oh, Ken Moore has, like, almost died. You remember Ken Moore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken had some serious complications and went in the hospital and has been gone a long time. And he popped back in a couple of, maybe a week or two ago, and just kind of showed his face and said he was good and alive. But he hasn't really been, you know, he's still recovering, and so he's kind of on the mend. But I've been having a lot of new people popping up left and right. It's been crazy, dude. I mean, my Cabana boy, Carl, do you remember Carl?
Yeah.
He's still around. My Cabana boy, Carl, he calls in a lot nowadays, almost too much. It's to the point where I don't even let him know that I'm doing shows anymore. If he finds out, great. But he usually calls during the week. I've been having a lot of guests. I have a guest coming up on, who's my guest this week? This week I have Gabby Lala. I think it's Wednesday. No, it's not Lady Gaga. It's Gabby Lala. This chick, she's from... She's from NorCal. She's from Petaluma. And she's this cute little chick who plays sitar and has this really, like, comic book character sort of voice. And she did this record all on her own. She made it with, like, just her – it was like a mandolin, a sitar, and a Nintendo Wii or something. It's something ridiculous, like a video game. Half this shit was made with a video game. I shit you not. You should tune in, dude. Seriously, this Wednesday she's going to be on. Her name's Gabby Lala. And it's going to be awesome. What's that?
Nothing, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to tune in, man. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah,
so,
man.
So that's what's up, man. I'm having more special guests and shit like that, dude. I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to mix shit up.
Ooh, you know, I'm sticking with my homie, man, you know. Yeah. Nothing been going on.
So what's up with you, man? You know, I actually, I guess I should have been anticipating your call because I did, I hadn't even heard, because, you know, I keep in touch with you on Facebook and everything, and I haven't even seen anything from you on Facebook in a long time. And today or yesterday, you did a Facebook, you did a blast about something. Do you have some new music coming out or what?
Talking about you, dude.
Yeah, I'm talking about you, bro. D-Mac.
Oh, no, you said I put a blast on there and who I was talking about?
No, I can't remember what it was about, but I think it was about some new music. Do you have some new music coming out?
Oh, no, you know, man, you know how you just have talks. You know what I'm saying? And I just put them on there, man. You know, because like you said, you listen to Facebook and all that drama and, you know, I just have a thought, man, and sometimes, you know, I just put it out there. It don't be really nothing, like I said, it don't be nothing directed at nobody. If you never see no names in my stats when I go on my rant, it's just pretty much just something I'm just thinking, you know what I'm saying? Because I put somebody's name out there in the heartbeat. So, you know, I'm a grandfather now, man.
Holy shit. You're only, like, 25 years old.
Son, man. Yeah, I'm 35. Yeah, remember
you're
I told you I had a son. 35
as a grandfather.
Know.
Is that fucking nuts?
Did you set
a Guinness Book of World Records or something? Are you rich now because of this? Is this some record?
Hey, I wish. I wish I could give my good grandson a college fund like right after the game.
Grandfather at 35. My God.
Yeah, so that's what I was busy with, man. Spending time with my grandson, you know. So, hey, LaVale the third, man. We got a trade running around here.
That's what's up, dude. Wow.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's basically what I've been doing, man. Spending time with him, you know, talking to my son and stuff. Pretty much, I haven't been doing too much music. You know, I've just been, you know, pretty much laying low, man. And I figured, like I said, I was on Facebook just now and I saw, you know what I'm saying, you had posted some show just started. And then I'm like, man, let me call in and see what's been going on with my homie.
You know, just doing the same old, man. Doing the show every night as usual. I'm trying to do it earlier. You caught me doing a late one. I wasn't planning on doing the weekend. I don't particularly schedule weekend shows. I'll do them randomly like this, but usually I just do Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. your time in Milltown.
Okay.
So I'm on a little bit earlier now, and, you know, I'm trying to mix it up. I'm trying to have different people on the show, feature different guests. I try to have different co-hosts, too. Like, I've been there's this host out there now that's on called The Cannabis Monk, and he does, like, weed-related programming, and he's funny. He's got a good shtick. And he's got some cool people that hang out on his show. So I've been hanging out on his show every once in a while, and his co-hosts and co-mingle with me over here. I'm always stealing people's co-hosts. I'm kind of a co-host whore, really. I had this really hot chick on last night, Kishu. She's kind of new to BTR. She's really cool. Angel, you remember Angel?
Yeah.
Angel's still around. She was my co-host a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, I did a mega show. It was like three Sundays ago. It's my featured show. If you haven't heard me in a long time, that's the show you should listen to. That
okay.
was off the hook. That was off the chain, dude. I had like 500 people in my live chat. It was insane.
What?
It was insane, dude. It was like the perfect storm. I had 3 different troll crews all in my chat at the exact same time. It was sick. It was the BWC, who's still active and going strong, and the Flawless crew, who are still active, and then there's this new crew that called ONTD, Oh No They Didn't. And they're like they roll deep, like mega deep. Like they literally have like 300 people in their crew. So they made up half of my chat that night. And they had callers too. They have a full on, you know, they bomb the chat and then they call in too, and they have some really good fucking callers, dude. I have to give them props, man. These two chicks, this one chick, her name's she called herself Razzle Dazzle, and the other one was what was the other chick's name? Shaniqua or something, or I don't know. She was trying to. It was just hilarious, dude. You got to check it out, man. And since I did that show, all the comedians in my category, like, because that's the category I've been listing my show as, is comedy.
Yeah.
I guess I like blew some guy. Some guy had the record for, for top comedy show for like years, and all of a sudden I had this perfect storm where all these trolls came into my chat and just blew his numbers out of the water, and all of a sudden like a couple of days later everybody was like, who's this Vince in the Bay? All the comedian hosts were just like, who the fuck is this Vince in the Bay? Who out of the nowhere knocks off Dr. Brillstein or whoever the fuck his name is, the top comedy guy. And so all of a sudden I get people like comedian Stevie Mack popping up in my chat going, hey, what's going on, Vince? And calling into my show out of nowhere. Never listens to my show. Never called into my show. Out of nowhere, suddenly he's trying to be all chummy on the phone and calls into my show and says what's up and whatever, dude. But since then I've had, it's kind of got, things have settled down. I've been back to normal. You know, I've got a good solid, loyal following that hangs out here almost on a regular basis. So, and I have the regulars that call in, you know, Debbie Daly's still around doing her thing. I just, was over hanging out at her show and then her show ended and we just all came over here and did this. So. You lucked out, man. I'm gonna play some of your music now too, VMAC, if you don't mind.
Oh, cool, man, cool.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear from you. I haven't played this track in a long time, so since you're here, we'll do this. This is VMAC with a little verbal ventilation. Give us a call, ladies, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scarce. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan, or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't fate, the realest song I ever wrote.
what to do. They take my tax money for a car and Prada shoes. Grown man blues, no Section 8. The stress keep me up all night, got me losing weight. For heaven's sake, I pray the Lord my soul to save. Death abandoned me, so I'm stuck in hell's gate. This ain't fate, the realest song I ever wrote. At least with happiness and annoyed by hope.
From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Everybody.
Hello,
Vince in the Bay.
Back with you.
And I have with me tonight on the panel so far, it's Steve Ogle on drums, and on vocals, it's VMAC. And anybody wants to sit in on bass or keys, we still have room here. Guitar, we need a guitarist, we need a horn section. So give us a call. It's a Mega Show. 347-826-7667. Ogs, you can play drums on that. No problem, dude.
Yeah. My main surprise right now is that have you seen the chat room? It's kind of hilarious.
I haven't paid attention. What's going on in there? Get me up to date, bro.
I try not to, but it happens. Multiple people have taken on Steve Rush and brought in all these other thoughts, and that's fine. You don't have to like me. I don't want you to like me. If you're a person that doesn't care about me, that's fine. That's a great thing. But to spend your entire night to type shit down, which doesn't upset me, actually, I laugh at it. It's very, very comical. Steve Rush, fan 69.
You got quite a fan. You got a fan club, bro. You should be happy. You got your own troll crew. That's
exactly cool. Exactly. That they don't understand. They're feeding the fuel.
Mhm. Yeah, we got. Oh, let's do a little roll call, shall we? Oh, you know, Carl gave me this song. He wants me to play every time I do roll call now. Oh, let me find it. Oh, man, too many goddamn freaking sound files. This is stupid.
Let me ask you something. I would love for Debbie to call in.
I would love for Debbie to call in.
In fact,
I actually did this show because Debbie's show was going off the air and people wanted to keep talking, and this was kind of going to be the continuation of that conversation, but she hasn't showed up, so I don't know. I was thinking it'd be like Mega Show in a real sense, where we just have like fucking a BTR Who's Who frenzy here on the air. We've got an hour and 20 minutes to do this, folks. If you want to get in on the action, just dial in. It's a Mega Show. We're looking for a bass player. We need a horn section. We need backup singers. What else do we need, Steve?
A really great
fluffers.
Bass
I need
player.
A fluffer. I need my own personal fluffer.
A personal fluffer?
Yeah. Well,
to
you don't need one.
To suck them,
you're your own
to make
fluffer,
them happy.
Steve.
be nice. No, I think that every great band has a drummer, a vocalist, a keyboardist. Don't say no keyboards exist, because think about Zeppelin. And a good bass player. A roundabout musician at vocals, you know?
Okay. Let's take calls, shall we? We're looking for more people to join us here on Mega Show, and we've got, I believe this is Nature Boy. Nature Boy, what's going on, dude?
Woo!
Is that Nature Boy? What the hell?
Yes, it is the Nature Boy. You don't have to ask that
question. Oh, boy, what's your deal? What's your deal, Nature Boy?
Well, nothing, Vincent May. I want to check on you. How have you been? How are you doing?
I was doing great until you called, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody can't stand your shtick, dude. You know that, right?
Yes, the bottom line, because Vince said so.
Oh,
because
yeah. Oh, I forgot. Hey, Nature Boy. Yeah, you remember VMAC?
Is that Steve
VMAC
Austin?
Back. No, that's
Stone
VMAC.
Stone Cold Steve Austin? Who?
No, it's VMAC.
Who? D-Mac? Are you talking about that piece of trash D-Mac that was on here a couple months ago? Yeah, you piece of trash, you. You dirty coon, you. Vincent A?
Dirty toon? What did you say?
I called him a dirty coon. He knows what it means.
Oh.
And did I hear?
Oh, really?
And wait a minute, did I hear
what?
Steve almost annoyed? Oh,
what?
No, is that him?
What?
Oh, my ears are bleeding. They're bleeding.
I got a can of whoop ass for you.
You got a can of what? I tell you
I
what.
I got a can
you,
of whoop ass
drink
for you.
Why don't you drink an extra large glass of shut the hell up juice right now?
Why don't
because
you bring a large glass of you
I
damn
was
food.
Not addressing you, Big Mac. Listen to me, Big Mac.
Isn't you like
I was
60
not addressing
years old
you there, Big Mac. I was addressing
hair?
That drunk Steve Ogle, you damn drunk, you.
Are
you slurring already there, Steve?
I was saying hello to you.
You were saying
hey,
what?
Sweet. You have nothing to do with this. This is between me and the flashering.
Thank you very much, Vince, for my music. If Big Mac will shut the hell up, I'll be proud to announce, ladies and gentlemen, an all-new episode of Breakthrough
really
USA.
Woman?
Hey, shut the hell up, I'm talking. That's right, an all-new episode of Breakmill USA tonight, right
awesome.
Here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we should be sure not to be there, you piece of garbage.
No, we'll be there, you piece of
I've
shit.
Listened to that show. I've listened to that show, and you know what it is? He interviews me. What he does is he takes my show, he cuts it up and pretends and edits it back together as if he's interviewing me on his show, but it's really my show cut back up and regurgitated as his show. It's like the cowboat videos minus the creativity and the satire and the witty, engaging, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But I don't have time for this garbage. Take another call. We got somebody waiting patiently on the 111. You're on the air.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, who's that?
That's Kishu, dude.
Oh, Kishu. Sorry, baby.
I'm like half asleep.
Oh, my God. I couldn't hear you under that music.
Oh, my God. There's crazy
guys
on
here. I'm so
glad
you're here. I'm so glad you're here. You just missed the Nature Boy here. Or he's still here, technically. I don't know if you're... Have you ever encountered the
Nature Boy? Very high-pitched. No, I've never heard him before, but he's a really high-pitched voice.
Yeah,
like,
well, here, talk to him. I'm going to go do something. You take care
there,
of Nature
baby.
Boy.
Whoa. Yeah, you must have some high-pitched shitty
Nature Boy, Nature Boy, meet Kishu.
Oh, my God, Ric Flair, shut up, Nature Boy.
Hey,
you limousine riding. What, you
shut
a gift-line dildo
right.
riding?
He's not Big Mac, he's D-Mac. Oh, yeah, Kishu, meet D-Mac. This is an old school.
Yeah, they
school,
do. They do call me Big Mac
regular.
Sometimes. They do call me Big Mac sometimes.
But dude, uh-huh. I was listening to your music, dude, and I just now realized you already had the lyric in there that you were grandfather. You've been a grandfather this whole time, and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
I just now put that two and two together.
Yeah, I threw that in the verse before he was born, because I did that song back in December. I did that song back in December.
December of what year? 1965?
Hey, no, the December of 1942 when you wrestled Billy Bob.
Maybe you need
Billy
to find
Bob
a different
Thornton
hobby.
For the championship.
Does hum around sound like a good hobby for you there? That sounds about what you need right now. Hum around and a good oxygen tank, buddy, to keep you going.
Yeah, like I see you got air plugs, too.
Yeah, you're on your last legs there, Big Mac.
You've been on your last leg since 1991.
Well, you know how you black people are. You black people die.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Go
do your go do your Prankville thing. Go back to Prankville. It's Vince in the Bay. This is a mega show with my special guest panelist. All-star panel, BTR all-star panel tonight. It's Steve Ogle on drums, V-Mac on vocals, Nature Boy on annoyingness, and Keisha, what do you want to do? You want to be in the band? Do you want to be like a backup singer, or what do you want to do?
Belly dancer?
No, thank you. Can I just...
Do backing vocals, at least.
You want to count the money?
I'm just, I'm just Vince's groupie.
We totally need groupies. That's
groupie.
Acceptable. Technically, that's what Nature Boy does. So maybe you can, like find something for him to do. Like, get him to, I don't know.
He could be the roadie.
Go far away. Yeah, a roadie. Just make him push really, really, really heavy cases up the hill, up really steep hills.
Right.
Very steep.
Anywho, Vince in the Bay here with Steve Ogle, V-Mac, Kishu, and an always ever annoying Nature Boy.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Too much WWE.
Hey. Too much what? What did you say? Too much what?
WWE.
Will
DNA.
You shut the hell up? Will you shut up? Huh?
DNA.
Will you shut
DNA.
The hell up? You are a joke. Do you understand me, Jack?
Hey, we actually have some. We actually. Hey, shut up for a second. I'm trying. I want to convey an idea, or a thought. Hey, Steve, you know your troll crew is pretty ingenious. I got to tell you, they're already testing the boundaries of trolling. I mean, they've got this secret decoding. Their font is like all thin and in this. Teal or whatever that is almost impossible to read against a white backdrop, so you have to highlight it to read it. And when you do decode these messages, they are love poems to Steve Rush. They're not even intended for us, literally. And I think it's brilliant. I got to give you a thumbs up, Steve. You probably have the best troll crew on BTR.
Luck. One word, luck.
Steve Rush fan 6969. Oh, great. Now we can read what he's saying. God, I shouldn't have called attention to
shit.
That.
She called out. Yeah.
My bad. Damn.
That's okay, because the law goes so far back. And there's so much history and so much love.
Oh, my God, and you were so gay.
These fucking people
hate
me.
Are you
going
to sing to us now?
Oh, you know
what?
Do
we need to pull the lighters out?
Will
you stop sipping on your age ancient whiskey over there, Steve Ogle, and get a dose of real life? You are a dummy. You think by ears blink.
That's because you're smarter. I will count your eyes.
I'll make you.
So, Kishu, how was your day?
It was pretty good. Just relaxed at home, and I made some homemade chicken noodle soup. That was really win. Yeah, that was pretty much my day, you know.
Sounds pleasant. That sounds really pleasant. I was busy. I worked all day. It was really stressful. But I'm so glad that I'm here now, just relaxed, enjoying my program with you and all my listeners. You guys, gee shucks, you guys are really swell, you know. I'm talking about you.
We got a lot of people tonight.
I know, this is cool. I should just do more shows late night and not care about them, because I'll get more listeners, I guess. It seems like these last two shows I've done, like, are just off the seat of my pants, and I've had the best time. It's kind of stressful.
Fun.
It's really stressful when I have to have like get a guest on, and I have to do all the pre-production and everything, and it's really time-consuming. And then by the time the show starts, I'm like drained already, and I have nothing left for my guests when they get here. But like tonight, I just, you know, just on the whim, did the show, and you know, it's by the seat of my pants, and it's mediocre at best. But hey, it feels good. That's all that matters.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
No full-on boning yet, then?
What's that? What?
Nothing. So who are these guys on your show tonight?
This is Steve Ogle and Nature Boy. These guys, they're regulars on Debbie's show, and you know they're both vying for the affections of Debbie. So they hate each other, and it's all cutthroat over there. Her and her followers, they're at each other's throats trying to get up to the trough to talk to Debbie, and you know they're just it's crazy. It's competitive. So do you want to keep listening to these guys, or what do you want to do?
Whatever you want to do, baby buns, whatever you want to do.
All right.
Sure.
Oh, man, I don't know. I guess we can listen to them again. Let's see if they're still fighting. Hey, guys, what's going on?
No, I don't fight people. I don't.
You and Nature Boy were getting into it there, and I thought you know you guys needed a little time out to cool off. And, you know, it sounds like you've cooled off. Nature Boy, what's your problem?
Hello?
Boy, did we lose Nature Boy, I hope?
Hello?
Yeah, Nature
Hello?
Boy, there you are. Yeah, what?
Who the fuck is it?
Oh, is this the other guy he does?
Hello?
Is this Tyrell or what's his name?
Who the fuck is it?
And how do you know my damn name? Who is it? Wait a minute. This got to be the FBI.
Oh,
yeah, you white folk, y'all sneaky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all want to call Tyrone. What time is it, mama? What time
Nigga,
is it?
You all have the same name. Tyrone,
Hello?
Tyrell.
Who was that? Wait a minute. Let's back up. Tyrone got to back it up. You know, just back it up. Yeah, you sound so good, girl. What's your name?
Oh, my God. Shut him off.
Well, let's let him spit some game.
Girl, what's your name, girl?
At
Come
Keisha.
On, girl.
Let's see what kind of skills he has.
What's her name?
My name's Keisha. I thought everybody knew that.
Keisha.
Keisha.
Girl, you sound so fine. Girl, I can sop you up with a biscuit. And some gravy, some Louisiana hot sauce. Tyrone,
yeah, I got a new thing
here.
Right here for you, baby bun.
But wait a minute, hold up, baby. Tyrone want to issue a popo report right now. Tyrone got a popo report for all my niggas out there. That's right. Tyrone is saying, be on the lookout. Tyrone is out of jail, and the KKK. He's mad as hell. That's right, the motherfucker's mad. And they coming after Tyrone. And they coming after you.
All right, that's enough of Tyrone. Thanks for coming out. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Don't ride the fence, kids.
your attention. I get to tell y'all a little bit of things that I believe in. Go like this. I'm anti-imperial, anti-trust, anti-gun, the shit don't bust. Anti-corporate day, anti-my essence, anti-shortening, anti-depressive, but I'm not pro-popping them. I'm provocative and pro-stopping them. FBI hopping them, who professional at black bear pals, hand you a sentence that you can't put down. I'm also anti-narco, anti-bike, 911, but an anti-white day, anti-social point instinct, fingers of anti-pick a machine, proletarian, funkadelic, parliamentarian, provoco, in the 21st century, funding up in Congress saying, fuck it all, but bring the people with you, that's a protocol, it's meaning joyful like jailbreak, the whole world is anti-United States, check it out, anticipate the antivenom, move your antibodies to this revolution rhythm, we gon' be fucking with a pro-union, but most laws they bite. Motherfuckers crossing the strike. Take a look around me. Poor or good, but you can't change shit. Ride the bitch. Come on, ride the bitch. And you don't really wanna ride the bitch. Now do you really wanna ride the bitch? How would you even wanna ride the bitch? Don't ride the bitch. Ride the bitch. And you don't really wanna ride the bitch. Now do y'all really wanna ride the bitch? Hey, Scare, gon' help us on this one right here. Break the shit right there.
From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay back here with Kishu and Steve Ogle. And unfortunately, Nature Boy has not left yet. Aren't you supposed to go do Prankville, Nature Boy? What's going on, dude? Hello? Is this thing on? Can anybody hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
No, we can't hear you at all.
Okay, good. Thank God.
You suck and we can't hear you.
Wait, is this what's happening? Is Nature Boy trying to suck me into his Prankville show? Is that what the hell's going on? Is that why he's not talking to me? All right, I'm going to dump his ass. Later, Nature Boy. Goodbye. If you want to join me here, the number 347-826-7667. Don't be bashful. You dial in. You press the number 1 to raise your hand. That way I know you want to call in and talk to me. You can also just call in and listen. That's fine. But if you decide you want to join the conversation, press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to talk. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. And for our Spanish listeners tuning in via satellite on shortwave radio and all across the globe via Blog Talk Radio, we're going to pause a moment for our Spanish affiliates to identify themselves. You're tuned to the Vince in the Bay Network.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
That was a Mexican alien, by the way. So for you UFO aficionados, that was a Hispanic alien, a literally illegal alien, literally Mexican alien. Isn't that crazy? How come nobody's done that movie?
That's fucking brilliant.
How come Robert Rodriguez hasn't done that film yet? Like,
God,
illegal aliens that are actually aliens, you know, but they come down, they beam down into Mexico and then sneak across the border and they get caught, but they're really aliens and they just start fucking up the fucking border patrol. It'd be a great
horror film.
It's a
pretty
horror
film, movie, actually, because where I live is like, you know, I see that shit like right in front of me all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Oh my God, you.
It's
dude,
really
hey, you know funny. What? I meant to ask you, did you know anybody involved in that shooting or what was your whole? I mean, you're there, you live there. How did that whole
what
shit go
mean?
Down? And what was your experience? What was your reaction and everything?
What are you talking about? The little boy?
Yeah, that kid that shot the congresswoman. What was up with that?
Oh, that shit, man! I laughed so hard. That crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, it was sad.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
he...
sad that the little girl got shot. But yeah, I mean, dude's like, I don't know. I mean, he's crazy. That's all there is to it, you know. Like,
yeah.
It was hard to believe when I first got some wind of
no,
this.
I was
pretty
wondering
close to there, so it was really weird because you know I stopped at that grocery store.
Yeah,
you know,
isn't that nuts? Doesn't that scare the shit out of you though? That fucking like you're so close to like that could have been you and that.
Really.
You could have been walking by, and that could have been you that got your head blown off.
I've had much worse experiences in my life, so.
You give me your head blown off, really?
But how is it funny?
Get a sense of humor.
I thought it was funny because I mean it was fucked up, but it's just like, you know, fucking they made such a huge deal. I mean, obviously it was a huge deal, but you know what I mean. Like, he was just some fucking nutcase kid, you know? I mean, that
was,
you know,
he obviously wanted attention. Yeah, and he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to illegal, you know, aliens. That's what I wanted to talk about here.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know, I constantly, like, where my family lives, they live kind of out in the desert a little bit, you know, not much around them. And there used to be nothing around them. And when I was a kid, you know, we'd see them, like, walk across the fields, like, from our yard and stuff, you know. And my grandma would sometimes, like, go out there and, like, take them a sandwich and some water and stuff. And, I mean, you know, just we didn't want them to die, you know. There was constantly people in the neighborhood, like, you know, where they'd walk out in the desert and find a dead Mexican, which totally sucked. But, you know. So when I was, like, 9 or 10, there was this wash behind my house that I was playing in with a neighbor girl. And
oh, really?
You guys. Very funny.
Be nice.
We saw two guys laying, you know, two Mexican guys laying under a tree. And, you know, we went over there and we were, like, poking at them. And we totally thought they were dead. And we came running home, you know, screaming our heads off. And, you know, I told my grandparents, you know, we were like, there was some dead guys in the wash, you know. And it was really traumatizing. I mean, it was really, you know, really scary. And they were just, like, hardcore asleep and really, like, heat exhausted. And my grandfather took him some water, and he speaks Spanish, so he, like, you know, asked him what was going on. You know, it was like, you guys need to, you know, get on your way or whatever. But so, you know, seeing that, you know, as a little kid, it is really, you know, I mean, it's scary to think about. I mean, you know, there was one, at one point I remember when I was, like, 12 or 13, about 5 miles from my house, they found, like, 72 people dead. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a terrible thing that goes on out here, definitely.
Good God.
And, yeah,
there's border violence going on in Arizona on the daily.
Oh yeah, there's that. Yeah, that too. Like literally, like a half a mile from our house, there was, like, 4 years ago, there was three guys that were decapitated. Yeah,
there's literally like a little patch of the Arizona Mexico border that is so overrun with cartels and stuff that it's not. You know, they put up signs telling people travel at your own risk because they're, you know, they're just
right.
Bound to be shot at.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody
that
they come across out there is
going to
be
a
drug runner.
Yeah, we have a pretty awesome gun collection at my grandparents' house, and we used to go out and, like, you know, shoot guns and stuff, and now it's to the point where, like, we're scared to even go out there with the guns because we're scared people come up on us, you know, and, like, you know. Maybe, like, try to rob them from us or God knows what, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, with a gun, you can kind of protect yourself to an extent, but, I mean, they're running around with, like, fully autos and stuff, you know?
From the vehicle very slowly. So I make a phone. This thing on.
Yeah, it's scary.
The amazing thing for, like, someone like me who just wants, I want to shoot photos. I do not want to kill anyone, but, they carry a 45 SIG and 45 Glock each hit. And in Arizona, that's fine.
Wow. Even when he talks about he can even make talking about guns sound boring. You know? It's crazy. He makes music sound boring. He makes guns sound boring. What else can... I'm just kidding, Steve. Continue.
I want to not sound dramatic, I guess. But
that's
no,
it.
I've been
sound very dramatic. You're always so dramatic, dude. I don't get it. Because I've heard you off the air, and you're loosey goosey, and you're funny as hell off the air. But I don't know, dude. You something happens when you get on air, dude. You got to somehow pretend that you're not on air, because I've heard you, and you're a funny guy. But I got to tell you, what was that? Was that the Dick Burns show that you called into? What I've meant to ask you. What was going through your mind when you were on that show and called in and said whatever the hell came out of your mouth for that minute or whatever you were on?
There's so many shows I really don't know. And to be very honest with you, I can't, like, pinpoint a show. But you're right. Sometimes I feel a little bit more loose, you know. I'm more comfortable. I have a lot more fun. And I could be myself and... Being myself is everything, you know.
All right, hang on. I got to take care of a little something here. Hey, Kishu.
What's up, honey?
Do you have your nunchucks with you?
Nunchucks. I've never owned a pair of nunchucks, but I do have a slingshot somewhere that's homemade.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you got a slingshot? That's hot. That's hot. Cool. We're going to need that. Hang on. Okay. All right, Nature Boy, what the fuck do you want, dude? Am I on fucking Prankville right now?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. Am I?
I think you are. Is it Mr. the Bay? It is. Everybody give him a hand. Come on, give him a hand. Yes.
All right. What do you want, dude?
Well, we just wanted to tell you, Vince.
Are you fapping in the background there? What is that noise?
That's what it sounded like. It didn't sound like a clap at all.
Yes, come on. Everybody, give Vince the May a hand. Yes, there it is. Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Kishu.
What's up, honey?
What'd you have for lunch today?
I had chicken noodle soup. I made homemade chicken noodle soup.
Oh, that's what you had all day?
Yeah, I made a ton of it.
Oh, is there any leftover?
There's a whole bunch leftover. I made a whole bunch.
Oh, can you warm me up? I'm still congested.
I actually thought of you when I was making it. I was like, oh, yeah. This would be so well for Vince, but, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Kishu and my good friend Steve Ogle. Steve's being a great sport, letting me have my way with him. I appreciate that, Steve. In absence of Carl, you've been a great whipping boy, so to speak. I can see why Debbie keeps you around, bro. Sorry, I didn't get that. What?
Patriot Greg.
What does someone say to that? I have bad respect for you. I always thought your show was really, really good, but...
Hey, can you get out of the... First of all, are we in the bathroom with you? It sounds like we're in the bathroom or in the shower.
No, I have bad-ass mic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sound really far away, and it sounds hollow, and like there sounds like you're in a very small, tiled room.
Better now?
Are you in a bathhouse? Are you in a gay bathhouse right now, Steve? It's fine. It's okay. No judgments, bro.
It'd be great radio, but do I sound better now?
Actually, no, it does. Well, yeah, you do, yes. Yeah, overall, yes. Oh, man.
Be nice.
Let's see. Well, you guys can't hear me? If you can't hear me, folks, then you're going to... Then me giving you any instructions right now is not going to help you, I guess. Buffering, maybe you want to refresh. BTR is a piece of garbage. What can I tell you?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Debbie. All right, you know what? Why isn't Debbie calling into the show? I don't get it. I was on her show.
Yeah, Debbie, call in.
We were at her show. I did the show because I thought we were just going to, like, continue the show with her, and she's not even here. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Mom. Oh, man. Hey, Steve Ogle, do you like this new band? Hey, you know what, Steve? You got to come back when I have Gabby Lala on. Help me interview her.
All right,
You'd be great to sit in, and you did it the other day. You know, you'd be great to at least just call in and ask my musical guest a question. Just throw something at her. She's really cool. You'd probably dig her. She's toured with Les Claypool and played with him a lot. And she's also played with a ton of other musicians. If you go to my show page, it's already up. But her name's Gabby Lala, and let me see if I can find... She made her latest record on, like, a video game console, like on a Nintendo. I'm serious. Let me look up Vince in the Bay. Let's see here. Gabby Lara.
I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, you should call in, dude. It's Wednesday night. She's going to be on.
I will.
Let me see if I can. I want to read her bio because I think you'll be impressed. Come on. Where is the goddamn show? Show me the show. You know, there's certain things I like about the new PTR, certain things I don't like about the new interface. It's like, you know, some things that they made up for, they lost. Okay, here we go. This is what I want. All right. So join me Wednesday with my special guest, Gabby Lala. Gabby is a friend of the Easter Bunny. She's an admirer of poodles. She likes organic food, knitting, and cookies. With her cartoon voice, she sings about butter and eggs, elves, golden fleas, and pirates. Now, with the release of her highly anticipated second album entitled I Know You Know I Know... Wait, hang on. This is a tongue twister. This is going to be a tongue twister for sure. I Know You Know I Know... is the name of her record. Gabby.
That's a great name for an album. Name for an album. I know.
All of her songs are reminiscent of school, of like basically school sing-alongs or whatever. They're about make-believe worlds, gossip, rainbows of imagination, and passing notes in class. Gabby has performed and recorded with Les Claypool, Bob Weir, Snoop Dogg, Macy Gray.
Bob Weir.
Yeah, the Sippy Cup.
Really?
Bernie Worrell, P-Funk, and Prince. No, Prince Paul. Sorry. It looks like it says Prince, but it's actually Prince Paul. Her second album was created entirely in her bedroom using a Nintendo DS Lite. What the hell is that?
Hold on one second. Bob Weir created our first album. So that would be an amazing conversation because Bob Weir produced our second album.
All right. What's the name of your band?
Aftermath.
Oh, man. You're going to try to show off. Actually, don't call in. Never mind.
No. I certainly would never do that. But I love him. He was
but
so
no,
good.
Did you hear what I said, though? Did you hear what I said? She created this record on a fucking Nintendo DS Lite. What the hell is that? What's a Nintendo? Is that a video game? What is it?
Hey, that's amazing is what that is. I give her props.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm totally into that. I have, like, four synthesizers. Like, I'm all into all that, like, you know, ridiculousness.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Cool,
Super Nintendo
beats and stuff like that.
Yeah, she used Nintendo DS Lite, a sitar, a ukulele, a theremin, and her voice. That was all in her bedroom. You got to hear this. It's fucking.
It's,
some of it's kind
of
cool.
The video is out of time.
Here, you guys are going to love this.
God.
Well, no, Kishu, you're going to love it. Steve, I don't care if you like it, but here, check this out. Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
Kishu, Wednesday night, I invite you to join me as I interview Gabby Lala, and this is off of her new one. This is one of my favorite ones. And the titles of them are awesome. This one's called Nap Time.
Nice.
Oh, crap. You know what? Damn, my bad.
Hello.
You know what I gotta do? I gotta do something here. My switchboard's all messed up. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hello.
So Steve, you play the drums?
This is
the deal here?
I'm a lead vocalist and drummer, and you know what? I'm a photographer, so I try to do a little bit of each thing, and for some reason, people in the chat room kind of like me. So,
there's some fans there.
I guess.
This is some gay male that wrote you a poem.
I don't know.
An erotic poem.
It's not. It's kind of crazy because one person said Steve Ogle crew. Is that the next thing?
Okay. All right. I got it ready. Let's see if I can play this out. All right. Here you go, Kishu. This is Gabby Lava, and the song's called Nap Time.
The music's really fun. The beats are fun. I'm not really too into her voice. It is, like, in the chat, they were saying it's kind of annoying. A little bit, but it's not too bad. I give her props for what she did, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's unique in just as a concept in and of itself, and the way it was executed, that was cool. I usually don't get into chick music, but I usually don't get into guy music where the guy sounds like a chick either, and I was able to tolerate and get used to and appreciate and enjoy Rush, and I can get into this too. Like at first, at my first listen to Gabby Lala when it first came out, and I played it a lot on I used to do a show on Tuesdays called New Releases, and all I did was just play new music, and nobody tuned in because nobody wants to fucking listen to music, but I play it anyway, so it doesn't matter. So fuck you people. What was I going to say? So I played a couple of these tracks of hers, and the first listen, it was kind of tough because it sounded kind of, low budge and digital or whatever. But then when I let it grow on me, and you know, it's kind of like, okay, I get it. That's what it is. It is what it is, right? And it's sort of like in that electronica sort of genre, which I'm not a big fan of at all to begin with. But some of these are kind of fun, and she's cute. The music video that she did for one of her songs is really cute, and I gotta find it. She's really a cute chick, and she's a great sitar player. She's fucking awesome on the sitar.
I'll post a YouTube link in the chat. This is more of what I'm into when it comes to that type of stuff.
Oh really? I was wondering what you were into.
Oh yeah, but
oh,
you
yeah.
are.
Let's check this
so
out.
So I used to make
Ooh,
a little
yeah,
bit
what
of
is it
here and there, but I've never really got really into it, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God,
I'm
going into a trance. Is it supposed to be like this? Is it supposed to be all digital like this, or is that reload?
Yeah, that's totally, it's amazing. I love it.
This is like Daft Punk or something. Oh, my God, I'm going into a trance. I have to watch that later. That's kind of cool, though.
It's analog. Get used to it.
What?
Never mind. Don't listen to him. Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with world-renowned figure skater Steve Ogle, and also my good friend Kishu, the lovely and talented double agent, ex-KGB, and current BWC, kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with me for another 35 minutes. If you want to get in on the action, do it, kids. 347-826-7667.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. What you tell them? You already know.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Hey, 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 Vince in the Bay back here with Kishu. We finally got rid of Steve Ogles. Thanks, Steve Ogle. I appreciate you coming through. I didn't mean to be so rude to you on the air, but I just need, you know, every show needs a whipping boy. You know what I mean, Kishu?
Yeah, I agree, you know.
Usually it's the Jew. That's usually the Jew's job. He's not here. He's off tonight.
Og sounded actually cute. It didn't sound too bad or annoying.
You should see this video of Ogs. He's got some guns, too. He's a good-looking dude. Yeah, you should check him out. There's this video of him that I found. It was him with Ole Reuter. And I think I made it a favorite. So if you go to my YouTube channel, Vincent the Bay, you can probably see it there on my channel page, maybe. Let me see. Oh, wrong fucking thing, dude. Sorry, thinking out loud. Oh no, favorite. Oh my god, do I even want to see how many videos Cowpote has now? Kishu, are you for? Oh my god, Cowpote has gone off the deep
end. I have no clue who Cowpote is. It's also new to me, you know.
Oh my god, Cowpote has totally lost it. Totally lost it. Totally gone. He's up to video number 50. He used to do one video a day. Now he does like 10. And they're all like 15 minutes long. It's ridiculous. And he started doing, he started off, it was just him and it's like he'd have his cat. It was kind of cute and warm and funny. Then he started wearing wigs and doing little bits with his, with his coworkers, like in the storeroom. It was like straight up out of like Office Space or something, like, or not Office Space, but The Office, the TV show.
Yeah.
Like he's straight up that guy from The Office, Michael Scott or whatever. He's like putting on little skits for YouTube, you know, at work. Like, I don't think a guy works. He just makes YouTube videos. And he did a couple of Vince in the Bay. Let me see if I can find one. But he used to do one a day, and it was very innocent and funny and cool and anecdotal. And then all of a sudden he started doing two a day and then three a day, and now he's just going completely nuts. And he gets these mannequins, and he acts out scenes, and he did one about Debbie Daly. He did a couple of videos with a mannequin of Debbie Daly. He did a couple of me. He did a couple of Goofy Bone.
I gotta see this. This sounds awesome.
He's the ultimate fanboy. Yeah, Cowpote. You gotta check him out here. I think it's Cowpote One is his YouTube channel. That right there. Let me see if I can find the Vince in the Bay one. It's probably Vince. I'm in like the 30s. Oh, he hasn't even made. Oh my god! Number 47 is Vince meets Mercedes.
Vince in the Bay, and it's Free Ball Friday, baby. Of course, I ain't wearing underwear. We're out here all day. I wonder if that last girl was Mercedes. She seemed kind of sweet.
He seemed kind of sweet. Mercedes seemed kind of. This one's kind of even funny. Even funnier because he's got the mannequin and then Vince meets Mercedes. You got to see this one. I love how he goes, see, he doesn't even get it right. I say, hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. And he goes, well, 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 everybody.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so great. Oh, man. Oh, I wish I wasn't so sick. I could laugh properly. Yeah, but Cowpoke.
Honey
out of
tea,
control.
I'm telling you, dude. It's worth
that. No, I have it too.
Actually, you get the I Love Lemon tea, and then you put honey in it.
Yeah, I have that. I have that in the other room. I got to make it right now. I totally should make that.
Oh, no.
Oh shit, we got Nature Boy back. Nature Boy, what's going on? Nature Boy, is that you? Going once, going twice, Nature Boy. Only three times. Nature. No Nature Boy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nature Boy. Goodbye. All right, you know what? I'm going to make some warm tea, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? Delirious!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I am grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
I don't get down like that.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay back with you. Taking calls, 347-826-7667. Keisha is here with me, and we are now joined by Bikermus.
Chrissy Zidane.
I'm sorry?
Chrissy Zidane. Chrissy
the Dane. Oh, my bad. Chrissy the Dane. Hey,
yep.
Chrissy the
Hi.
Dane. Hey, baby, how you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. It's actually daytime here right now and sun's shining. But it's too cold to get out, so I thought I might just pop in and listen to your show.
Oh, yeah. Pop in, baby.
I'm popping.
All right. Let it be popped.
I love Danish people.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have a friend, and, like, he's always sending me these videos. It's the happiest place on earth. And they're the happiest people on earth. And it always makes me smile. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we get that a lot, but it's not always a dance on roses here anyway.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, anyways,
like wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen. So full of shit. So polluted.
Yeah, they think that the whole world is polluted these days, right?
Yep.
My mind has been polluted since 1984.
Aww.
I'm a dirty, dirty
God,
boy,
I wasn't even
ladies.
Born in 1984.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know what, sister, when you were born, I was still going through flashbacks from Nam. Oh, man, it was crazy. I was just starting to get flashbacks from Nam when you were probably born. In fact, I think I'm your dad, actually. I don't know if you know that.
I know you and my dad are the exact same age.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
Well, I met my husband in 1984.
He's like VMAC. VMAC's already a granddad, so it's not, I mean, it's plausible, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you believe that? VMAC is 35 years old and he's a granddad. Is that nuts?
That is nuts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
How's that mathematically possible? I didn't even ask him that. Well, I guess a guy can nut at any age, right? You could technically nut when you're like 12, so you can have a kid when you're 12, and then your kid that has a kid when they're 12, so you could be a granddad at 24, I guess.
It's true.
That's insane.
I couldn't imagine being a grandmother in a year. That blows my mind thinking about.
Me neither. Well, my daughter is 21, so, but still.
Oh yeah, is she hot?
She's cute. Let's say in that way.
Well, what is cute? Come on, you mean she's ugly? You're gonna diss your own daughter?
I'm not gonna ditch her.
Oh my God, I hope your daughter doesn't listen to this program.
She does.
Better things to do. Kids have way better things to do these days, I guess.
Yeah, I think she's in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. At least she's in school, because, God, I dropped out of school when I was like 17.
Debbie Daly, what the hell do you mean by Vince is so muffled? Why don't you just call in?
Well, you know what? It's partly because of my microphone and my whole setup here. And also the fact that my voice is very bassy. And it also probably has to do with the way she's playing back my voice as well. I know she's got really nice studio monitors, and they probably have a lot of bass and everything. And this is going to accentuate my bassy voice. And then if you're at home, you can just EQ it a little bit, cut off some of that low end so it doesn't get too bassy and too annoying. Because sometimes I'll listen back to the archives and it is really bassy. And it's just BTR, it's a piece of garbage. It's the audio quality is terrible because I'm talking into a perfectly good mic. And when I record my shows, like sometimes I'll air check my shows and record them on the side. On Pro Tools while I'm doing the show, and I'll post some stuff, and you can listen to the quality of my voice, the same exact setup I have, but recorded onto my hard drive as opposed to being broadcast on BTR, and it's night and day. It's insanity. BTR is good for one thing. It's just a hub, you know, where everybody can come to and enter, and it's got the chat and all that bells and whistles too, but. They certainly don't come here for the audio quality of the broadcast. That's for damn sure.
You know, I love your voice on BTR. Last night when I was talking to you on Skype, it sounded a lot different. It did. I mean, not that it was like a bad thing, but I like the way that your voice comes out like that on BTR.
Yeah, well, also, when I talked to you on Skype, I didn't have my mic plugged in. I was just talking off the speaker off of the laptop, so it's going to sound... I probably sounded more like Steve Ogle sounded. Steve sounded like he was on a speakerphone or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was fapping away there in the background, too. When Nature Boy was on, of all people, that was weird.
I think he's offline.
Did we scare him away? Did we discourage him?
Something happened.
Did he just, like, leave or what?
I don't know.
I thought he was nice. I mean, I don't know, like, you know, your history or anything, but I thought he was nice.
Yeah,
I saw the video
of
him. He looked kind of cute. I'd hit it.
Yeah, I would too. He's not bad. He's got a nice little figure. He's got a great little physique. I wish I had his body, quite frankly. I wish I could be, you know, I'd trade bodies with Steve for sure. I want his body. I can admit that. I want Steve Ogle's body.
What if his body came with like a fogged up penis?
Well,
with a what?
Again, I'd like Steve Ogle's body.
You would trade it, even if it came up with, like, the most fucked up penis ever.
You haven't seen my penis yet. It's pretty fucked up to begin with, so that wouldn't be such an improvement. So I think I'd go for it. Sure, why not? He looks lean and mean, and I don't really feel like, because right now I'm trying to lose weight again, and, you know, it's tough. It's a lot of work, and if I could just trade straight up with Steve, I'd be down with that, I think. Even with
If I could keep my double D's and get the rest of his body, that would be okay.
Right?
No, you can't keep your double D's. I get them. Debbie? How come Debbie hasn't called into the goddamn show? The show's almost over.
It's stormy in her town.
It's stormy in her town?
It's like something huge storm.
Oh. That's no excuse.
Some kind of spasming lizard. That was pretty funny. I think that you look fine, Vince. I don't think that, you know, I don't think that, like, you're fatter. I mean, you got a little bit of those little cheeks, you know, but it's cute. I mean,
I got a little baby fat I need to burn back up. No, I always used to be very slim. Growing up, I was always the skinny, dorky, baby-faced kid in the corner. And it's only been in the last couple of years where I've really let myself go. When I've kind of turned into the old Jim Morrison, except I don't grow out my beard.
But I don't know. Now that you're telling me that you have an effed up penis, I don't know about, you know, coming to San Francisco next week, baby.
Well, you know what? I have some penile correction surgery that's scheduled later this week. So,
I hope
I correct it. Yeah, let me get some implants and some straightening and loosening and tightening of certain elements and lengthening and girthing up of other elements and just all kinds of weird stuff going on down there.
Hell yeah.
Are you reading the chat right now, Vince?
No, what are they saying? What sort of vile...
Well, Debbie Daly goes, Vince, this is Matilda. And then spasming lizard something, rolling for a laughing my ass off. Whatever that means.
Okay, great. Thanks for the play-by-play. So... if anybody else wants to join us here, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with the goddesses, Kishu and Chrissy. It's KK, the KK ladies. We just need one more.
Yeah, we need another K.
Yeah, we need one more. We need Karen to call in, and then we'll be set. We'll have KKK and Vince in the Bay. That's exactly what I need attached to my name, right? That'll probably get my BTR career into the preferred segment. I'll get one of those little blue stars. What the hell is that all about? I don't get it. Some of these people, Debbie Daly, can you explain that to me? If anybody would know, Debbie would know. Why do some shows, when you go into the on-air list of shows, some shows have little blue stars, like the Star of David, like they're like the chosen ones. What the hell is that all about? Or is this like Twitter, where they're like verified accounts? Like, it's bad. I have a feeling it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, you pay an extra $5. Hey, let's put an extra $5 a month, and we'll give you a blue star on your account.
That's ridiculous.
$10 gets you a pink star.
I want a pink star. Hell yeah.
$15 extra dollars a month gets you a purple horseshoe on your account.
I'm trying to drink my chamomile tea. It's kind of
$35 gets you a blue diamond. Blue diamond. Or black diamond. I'm sorry, black diamond. You know when you go skiing and there's like the blue diamond slope and the black diamond slope? It's like, oh, wow. He's a black diamond. Hardcore.
Debbie Daly, I have gold stars. Well, I guess you paid for them as well.
Debbie Daly is not here. So I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm just reading off the chat.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. but I'm a little ticked off that Debbie Daly didn't even call into this goddamn show that I put on, because she was like, well, let's all go over to business show and we'll keep going over there. And here I am, and everybody's over in the chat having a great time, and I'm stuck over here doing a show, trying to pull shit out of my ass. Thank God Kishu came in and bailed me out.
And Chrissy, of course.
And she goes, I called in.
I'm kind of boring, too.
Damn, the chat room is blowing up. Kid.
She was on the board for 15 minutes.
Well, I didn't see you, sister. Every single call that's come on with the hand up, I have... I have brought onto the air, and I have one person sitting on the air now, but their hand is not raised. So if that person wants to join the conversation, they can just press 1 and make a jump. Better do it soon, though. We got 10 minutes to go.
Did you notice you have a lot of guests again tonight?
Yeah, we get lots of guest listeners.
Yeah, sometimes I'm having trouble. What you call it, signing in. I had to fire up my desktop to sign in.
Yeah, BTR is so finicky. It's retarded, the kind of junk that you have to deal with. Okay, here she is. Debbie Daly, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, Debbie Daly. Thank you for joining us, sister.
Thank you, Vince in the Bay. I'm happy to be here.
Is the weather any better, Debbie?
I think it went over. I think the storm went over. There's still some rumbling, but it's all right now. I think it passed.
I used to live in Little Rock, Arkansas for a little while. I used to love when they'd get the like crazy storms with tornadoes and the sirens would be going off.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's excellent.
I don't know. I thought it was fun.
It's really cool until you get online, and then where we live, it's like we always lose electricity, so it's not so fun. So,
yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah, there was one year that a tornado came through the town I was living in, and a tree went through my car windshield, so that was kind of a bummer, too. But,
dang.
You know, it happens when you live there, I guess. I guess just like, you know, I was pretty much raised in Arizona, so I never saw anything like that. So when I moved there, there was like tornadoes. I was like, whoa, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm from West Texas. I've seen my share of tornadoes, tornadic activity.
Have you ever seen that show, Storm Chasers?
Yep.
That's like my favorite show on TV. Isn't that fucking cool? I would love to do that. Just chase that. Like that one guy, he turned his car basically into a little tank that he can just anchor on the street.
Oh, that was so badass.
And he's got connected to it. He's got inside of it a fucking IMAX camera.
Yeah.
An IMAX fucking camera.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with making the first ever IMAX tornado film.
Yeah, I know. But Vince, if you really want to see, just watch The Wizard of Oz, and when Dorothy goes, "We must be up inside the cyclone," that's exactly what it looks like inside one of the tornadoes.
Nice.
All right. I'll check that out next time I watch Dark Side of Oz. Hey, we got a ton of callers, Debbie. See, Debbie, you call in, and then the switchboard lights up like a fucking Christmas tree. And, of course, we've only got 5 minutes to go.
Really? I'm sorry. I'm
Let's see. We got a call here from area code 571. 571, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince. It's Melissa H. calling.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Girl, how are you doing? I'm sorry. I was interrupting Vince's call. I'm sorry. I'll go back to mute.
I can't believe I'm up this late, and I'm sorry I didn't see the notice earlier. I would have called in earlier. But, Vince, you have a fantastic voice on the radio. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. No, I don't think people are worried about my voice. I think Debbie was just having issues with it, my voice sounding too bassy. Was I right, Debbie?
He sounds muffled tonight. I don't care. He does, doesn't he? He sounds muffled. He sounds like he's muffled. Oh, my God, isn't he?
Well, actually, you do too right now.
Yeah.
I sound muffly?
Yep.
Maybe slightly muffled. I'm getting a little static on my phone calling in. I'm not sure why. It's usually pretty clear, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Hey, let's take another call. We got 607 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's that? Okay, I cannot hear your... You gotta speak up, sister. Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
No, I can't. You need to speak up a little bit. What's your name and where are you calling from? And what's on your mind tonight, girl?
How do you know? My name is Melody.
Your name's Melody?
No.
Now you sound extremely muffled. Now I know. Is it just me, Keisha, or does she sound really muffled?
She sounds very muffled. I think it's maybe that Steve Rush man.
You think that's Steve Rush?
You?
I'm sorry, I'm muffled.
Okay. Oh, you know, I know who this is. That's Bjork. Hey, Bjork, everybody. Bjork's on the show.
I am
Bjork. So what have you been up to? Are you still recording music? Do you have anything coming out?
7 albums on 7 different CDs, each album.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to see the so you're doing the soundtrack to a Disney movie? What was that?
No, the Jersey Shore.
Okay, you know what? It's hard to tell what you're saying. You're on the cast of Jersey Shore now, is what you're telling me?
Just the soundtrack.
You're on Soul Train now. I have no idea what she's saying. Is she? I'm sorry, Kishu. You understand Russian? What is she saying?
I'm a grenade.
She said she's a grenade. I heard that much. I want a grenade. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't play
vagina.
Fucking... I'm sorry. I didn't bring my goddamn decoder ring. I can't tell what you're saying tonight. You really... Folks, when you call in, you really you got to speak up. You got to enunciate your words.
I have meningitis.
What?
Somethingitis. That's what she said.
Are you calling under duress by any chance? Have you been kidnapped, ma'am? What's the problem?
I'm being held at gunpoint.
She's being held at gunpoint.
She has laryngitis.
Oh my God, Debbie! What should we do, Debbie? Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was listening over the network. I can hear her perfect over 128 bit rate.
Okay, and what should we do? She seems to be held at gunpoint, calling into the show. She made the right call. I'm like, if you're going to make a call, like if you're in jail or if you're being held hostage.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The first thing you want to do is get on the horn and make sure, luckily Vincent the Bay was broadcasting tonight. Usually I'm not broadcasting this late. Usually I'm on earlier. So you really lucked out in calling me. So now, what caliber weapon does this individual have on you at the moment?
16 millimeter.
She has a 16 millimeter, she said.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, is this person, can you get them on the horn? Can we talk to them and try to talk them down maybe? And that way you can just speak to us like a normal human being.
I'm hostage by a mute.
Are you naked, by the way? What are you wearing?
A vagina.
A vagina.
You're wearing a vagina?
Did you put the grenade up there?
Oh, my God. I don't have time for this, people. I really don't. I literally don't. We have 2 minutes to go. Let's get to the point. What's important? Come on. Get to the point. Hello?
Is this Velton? I think it's Velton.
Velton? No. Oh, is this one of the ONTD people?
Do you like ONTD people?
Yes, I love ONTD people. I think they're cool. I think they're fun. I especially am fond of Razzle Dazzle and Shaniqua or whatever her name was. Shanice. Huh?
I sound like I'm too white for you.
Oh my God! I can't tell what she said.
She wants some intuitive advice. Is that what she said?
Oh, do you want a reading? Well, you're going to have a mini reading. It's going to have to be 20 seconds. Debbie, give her a quick reading.
Don't go in the bathroom. Augs is in there.
All right, there it is. Debbie Daly dropping knowledge like she's lecturing in college. It's Vincent the Bay wrapping it up here. I want to say a big shout out to Kishu for holding it down here with me the second half
Thanks
of the show.
Thanks for having me, like always.
Yeah.
Definitely. No overtime? We can't go overtime?
Well, we'll go overtime, but I'm just saying goodbye to you on the air so everybody
okay.
that's listening will hear me say goodbye to you guys and then say
you
goodbye.
You've got a ton of people in the chat right now.
I know. Hey, all you chit-chatters, if you want to get on the action, it's already too late. You got to call in 347-826-7667. And if not, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it, bitches. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Now we're going into the OT segment. Of the portion of the program, thank you everybody for dialing in. You made it to overtime, podcast listeners. This means it's totally irrelevant to you, but I'm going to take a quick little smoke break, and I'm going to come right back and play with everybody here in OT on the Blog Talk Radio and Vincent the Bay. Mega show, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
Who do we have on the line? We got Debbie, we got Chrissy.
You ain't had no
wait.
Go on, what did you just say? You said melt in your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. In your hands. And who makes M&M's?
The white man. Oh, did. Mars Candy Company makes it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Those white men. Mars is also
the Roman god of war.
That's what I'm talking about.
No!
Who is the Greek
god of war?
Ares. Ah. Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the
F. Ram. That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Aries. Oh, now then. Aries' half-sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa. Athena,
which is
the capital of Greece. And as we all know, zodiacal astronomy was created by the Greeks in
785 BC.
And 785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh, my God. 785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Cold Kansas.
Now you take that, spell it backwards, drop the S.
What's that? Snake doctor, yeah.
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They called Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it.
Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right.
Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi,
mm-hmm.
which was a big-ass snake.
And what, brothers,
is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What she said?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you...
Woo!
Gives you what?
Woo!
And who else is famous for?
Woo! Little Richard!
Who?
Little Richard!
So, what they really saying is...
Anaconda malt liquor gives you...
Little Richard! What is another word for Richard? Anaconda malt liquor gives you a little dick.
Yeah.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Wow. Dude, you guys ever have, Kishu, you ever have a high chews before?
A high chews?
What?
Anybody know what I'm talking about? High chews?
No.
Not really.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking addicted. This is like crack. It's the ultimate stoner munchie food. It's
what
like
it
high chew, HIchew.
High chew, yeah, no.
Oh
I like
my
the,
God,
the
they're so
hogs.
Fucking addicting. I can't. I'm fucking
chewy.
Addicted. Somebody, I need intervention. Seriously, this is disgusting. I can't believe it. I discovered a new flavor. They have grape flavor now. Oh my God, it's the best thing in the fucking universe.
Is it like taffy?
Kind of. It's sort of like, it reminds me of sort of like a cross between Mambo's and Starburst.
Gotcha. That does sound good.
You know, it's kind of like a Starburst type of thing, but it's chewier and it's not as tangy. It's like, they're sweet, but they're not so tangy. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Oh, my God. I can't stop eating them.
I'm really jealous of that store that has 84 different Starburst flavors. Like, you got when I come down next week, I'm still there. We are going to the fucking Starburst store.
Dude, and at the Starburst store, they also have a lot of high chews, too. Where did I find the grape high chews? God, I'm such a stoner. I fucking don't remember where I got them from. Oh.
You
I can't
got
believe
stoned
I can't,
and you missed it.
Yeah, I went out late last night, and I don't know. I just went to some random store, and they had great high chews, and I fucking shot my load right in my pants right there. I couldn't believe it.
Did it run down your leg a little bit?
I bet you they have a website.
Surely.
I got to get them to sponsor my show. Them and the
I've been really addicted to those big hunks lately. They're like taffy with little peanuts in them.
Ooh, that's kind of good too.
Good. And just the name, Big Hunk, it just makes you want to eat it all up.
Oh, here they are. Hi-Chew.com. Yep.
Carmelo.
Do we still have Debbie? Debbie, are you there still?
No, Debbie failed.
Aww. What about
it's
me?
Me, you, and Chrissy. Yep.
What about me and Chrissy?
Great. Okay, they have grape, banana, strawberry, apple, melon flavor, and I love the melons, but actually that flavor is kind of the worst flavor. Mango, which is really good.
Apparently Kristen had some melons. They sound pretty tasty.
Vince has seen them on Tiny Chat.
Oh, really? Nice.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to jump on Tiny Chat? I didn't even think to open that.
Tiny Chat won't load right now with my connection, unfortunately. Like,
yeah, Tiny Chat's
pretty
so
much...
weird. It's weird for me, too, because, like, I can't... If there's one too many people in that have their cameras on, it shrinks my box, my chat box or something, to the point where I can't actually get into the little window where I can get my cursor to be recognized and I can chat in there. Like, I can't even get into it.
Dang.
Does that happen to anybody? You know what I'm talking about?
No. Never had that problem.
Oh, man. You know what they need to do? They need to come up with a blueberry flavor. Oh, my God. I can follow Hi-Chew on Twitter? Are you kidding me? Fuck, yes. Oh, Hi-Chew on Twitter. I can get updates on all the new flavors. This is awesome. Oh, they're so amazing. Hi-Chew. They're in Irvine, California. Hey, Kishu, you should stop through the Hi-Chew corporate headquarters when you're in California. They're in Irvine.
Yeah, maybe they'll give me some free stuff. But I was thinking, you know, of flying from L.A. because, you know, I don't really have a lot of time, so I was going to fly from L.A. to, probably Oakland.
Sweet.
Because it's too far of a drive, you know. I don't have a lot of time. So,
no, I know that.
It would probably be cheaper than renting a car for the whole week. So I don't need a car in San Francisco.
No, you don't. I don't know why I even have one. It's just all it does is guzzle gas, which is ridiculous.
I heard a rumor about you and your car.
What about me and my car?
I'll tell you later. But you like to get dirty in the gas tank. I don't know.
Dirty in the gas tank? Is that some sort of metaphor? I don't know what that means, but we'll figure that out.
When you put your penis in the little
hole,
you know?
We'll talk about that offline. I don't know what that means. But, yeah. I don't know, folks. The rumors are not true. I do not get down with the parking brake in my car. It's not true. That was an accident. I was reaching over. I was trying to exit. I couldn't get out of my door, so I went to try to get out the other door. It was an accident. It was not on purpose, okay?
That's not the rumor. But that's pretty hot. That's a hot image I have in my head now.
Okay, fine.
Maybe the little cigarette plug thing, you know, that might work.
Oh, he's going to get burned.
He's asking for it. You know I love you, baby buns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you too, sister.
So it's just us three, huh?
I think it's just the three of us.
Three or four.
No little menage a trois here. Yeah, no, it's just us. This is it. We control other shows while we control other shows while we're on my show.
Maybe we should. That'd be fun.
Let's see who's on.
Who's
right
on
now.
Right now? Anybody? My computer, my laptop died, so I'm charging.
Oh, don't worry. I will be your eyes and ears. Oh my God, there's only like two shows on. None of them have chats. Oh wait, one show calls itself Dead Air. Oh, that's
yeah.
That show was on last night too.
What the hell is that? And Miss Mary Jane. Who's Miss Mary Jane? Let's see what she's all about.
Oh, it's Resurgent.
It's lovely.
It's so cold in Arizona right now. It's really weird.
Wow, she's got a lot of... Oh, my God. She's got like 50 guest listeners and me.
Wow. It's funny they're all guest listeners.
Oh, wait a second. Praise the name Jesus. Please continue to pray for Japan. This is a Jesus show.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, there's Radio Knox.com, Weekly Broadcast.
I grew up Catholic. Thank you. I know about Jesus. I've heard the story a bazillion times. There's plenty others. Let's move on.
Radio Knox.
Boy, Dead Air. What's going on with Dead Air? Dead
Hey guys,
Air.
I'm gonna mute you while I take a nice pee right now since you need.
Oh,
you guys
don't do that. I
want to
hear that. That's hot.
Everybody,
holy goat, Tinkerbell will be right back.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to do it. It's cool. Actually, that's kind of disgusting. I don't need to hear that. But it is kind of hot when chicks are hunched over the toilet with their panties around their ankles. The image is always really hot.
The
oh,
only
paranormal.
Go ahead.
Paranormal. That's no. I'm saying that show, that Dead Air. It's a paranormal show. So whatever. What were you gonna say?
The only thing I got on air was Radio Knox and two religious programs.
Oh, right on. I well.
More.
Here, I want to call him this number. Let's get some dialing. Do I still have my switchboard? Let me see. Yeah, hasn't crapped out on me yet. Let's get some dialing music here, shall we? Oh, Melinda's in the chat room, and Debbie Daly's over there. Oh, no, that's my old chat room. Wait, whoops. I'm going to X out of that. I was looking at my old chat room, and I was like, oh, hey, everybody that was in my chat's over at their show now. And then I looked down, and I was like, oh, wait, that's my old chat. All right. That's weird. Usually BTR doesn't let you have two chats open at the same time. It, like, usually kicks me from one of them. But it let me do that. Maybe because the other one was a host?
Well, there's Melinda and there's Beach Bum left in your chat.
Yeah, Melinda decided to hang out for the whole show in the chat room. That's interesting. She used to listen to the show a lot in the past, back in the day. Moxie and Melinda used to go at it in the chat room, and Moxie used to... Moxie insisted that Melinda was a guy. She was adamant that Melinda was a guy, but Melinda never called in, so we never knew. But then the Jew came, but Melinda hated the Jew. Melinda couldn't stand the Jew. And eventually I had the Jew on one too many times or whatever, and Melinda just never came back.
Uh-huh.
Until now, she came back today, and luckily, and you know why she stayed? It's because the Jew didn't call in today. Crazy. And also, who else? Oh, D-Mac called in. Oh my God, you got to meet D-Mac, Kishu. He's old school BTR. Yeah. Whatever. So I'm going to try to call this Dead Air Show. Your kid, Chrissy?
I don't. No, my son is in bed right now.
Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
All right. So, what kind of garbage we have here?
All right. To the bigger man. Sorry, there you are again. Hello.
Al?
Hi. Glad to meet you. What was that again?
What the hell is going on?
Is it possible to tell us what state you're originally from? What part of the United States?
Are you kidding me?
Seattle. Just said Seattle.
Oh, just because you play some crackling static, that's proving some paranormal activity.
Okay, so all your family's from Seattle. Is there somebody in our group you belong to? What the hell is going on?
This is the worst radio ever. It's
Florida?
I got a great idea. Let's just record a bunch of static to play it on here.
You give us the first name of
right?
somebody you're trying to touch base with.
What the hell was that?
That was horrible. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to see if I'll press one, though, to see if they'll let me on.
Hey. Hey. Say what you need to say, please. And we'll
hear
you later.
Hello? Hi. I was curious. What's going on? What's that noise? Hey? Are you kidding me? This is the show? Show. We're just gonna play static all night. It's paranormal activity. It's gonna make great radio.
Right.
Oh yeah. I think it was Kishu's baby.
Yeah.
It was.
Sorry. So I apologize, ladies. That wasn't very fair. That was really disturbing, and I should have pre-screened that before. But Steve Rushfan 6969 is over there now. Oh my God. Anyway, I think I'm gonna wind up this podcast here because this is basically what it is at this point. And and I'm getting tired, and my voice is about to wear out, and I want to keep doing shows this week, so I'm going to try to rest it a little bit. But I got to call you, Keishu, and you got to tell me what the rumor on the street is about me and my car. I'm dying to know about what this is.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you then, and it was nice to meet you, Chrissy, and I hope to see you again. I'm a regular now on Vince's show, so, you know.
Well, it depends on, because I live in Denmark, and I don't get up that early in the morning anymore.
That's true. Well, if you were ever on.
Yeah, what, are you on Skype?
Yeah, it's the same name as my, just all together, Keishu Pekova.
Oh, hold on. Let's see, contacts, add a person. Let's see, Skype name. K-I-E-S-H-U.
Yep, it's exactly as her profile. I'm Vincent the Bay. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I appreciate it. I'll catch up with you again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be Disorderly Conduct with me and Vincent the Bay. Until then, peace out, yo.
Come on, we are so gonna see.